And welcome to Pokemon Go Podcast. I am Dragon of Podcasting, Charles McFall. And that music's just soothing, even though it builds up. It's still just like, it's Thursday night again. Right there riding with me is Joe underscore embrace the underscore art.
I have a theory as to why you feel that it's very soothing.
Why is that?
Because it reminds you on a subconscious level of Transformers.
You know, you might not be wrong. I never thought about that. Never really thought about that. You might be correct on that one. I don't know, man. How's your week been? How's your experiences been? Whatever you want to talk about. What we got?
It's been a pretty good week. Pretty good week. I got a new shiny this week, a Barboach, yellow Barboach. Haven't decided if I want to evolve it yet, but I probably will eventually. So yeah. Good times. Although I don't think I'm going to finish the throwback challenge. I have not been able to find a ghost Pokemon for the last 4 days since I got to this part of the throwback challenge.
And they come out at you're more likely to find it at night, right?
Early morning, night. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. So. Man, that's been my experience this week too. Was doing the throwback challenge was a lot harder this time than last week's. So I was doing it on the show. Well, not on the show, because they didn't kick it off till Friday. So sometime late Friday, early Saturday, I got in. And what's the date, by the way? I'm on Discord to look at our experiences of the week. What date is the 14th was the last show, so we're starting at the 15th. Okay, got it. All right, so yeah, so I started doing it, and then I'm working a little bit every day on it, trying to get things done. And we get to yesterday, and I scheduled appointments for my kids and myself to get haircuts, which that's why I have no hat tonight. I finally look like myself again. I'm very happy with that. All right. And I mean, we've been going down to the other house to do crafts. I think I went and picked up dinner one night. So every time I'm going out, I'm turning it on. And I mean, we're sitting here at the house trying to do, here's some incense and here's, you know, bring me some stuff. And I got stuck on every time. So in the Johto one was the last one, right? Johto? Whatever last week's was. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it was.
I talked about how that was the domino effect. So like, every time I got two done, bling, the one I'm catching knocks out number three. Oh, almost every time. It was done in 30 minutes. This one was like, hey, I see Torchic everywhere. Hey, catch a fire type. No Torchic at all. It's like, no, what in the world? Tricks. So I got lucky with the gotcha, because I was driving to the store. This and I was like, I hope it catches me something. And I got stuck on that ghost type. And like, man, all I can do, I messed up for an hour with incense on. You know, it was just sitting here in my office. I wasn't moving around, but it's still supposed to work better and all this other stuff. Nothing. Got nothing. I was like, well, I'll have to do it tonight after dark and hopefully get something. And I think when I went and got dinner, I lucked out and got it. I did knock out the research last night. I felt like at the last minute, even though I know you can still finish it today. And I got my Groudon. Not shiny. Not a single shiny at all through this whole thing. But I did get it done, and I'm very happy with that. And I'm about to catch her some field research. So I got my day 7. Got a Unovasone. And I hatched a Stinkfish. Stinkfish? Stunkfish?
A Stunfish?
It's the flat little amiibo fish.
Yeah.
Yep. I hatched one of those. That's my other experience this week is I got the little Stunfisk. Flat guy. Stunfisk. There you go. Thank you, Nicole. Come on, Shinx. Get in the ball. Thank you. I got me a Shinx for my adventures today. So I don't know if I don't know if that's my first, but yeah.
You could call him Wilson. Wilson Stunfisk.
Okay. I guess
or Kingpin.
No, I understood the reference you were making, Joe. But yeah, man, I was. Well, now you tell me you a Snake Scout. I don't know what
use
bear.
Use a pin app.
Oh well, I used to catch it, Barry. Whatever that was. And man, I'm still sitting on 3 research progress rewards, Phil, because I've been getting those bonus ones constantly. Then, of course, as you're going through that throwback challenge, everything you do closes the stamp out. So that's why I'm holding my adventures, because I was closing out stamps with the challenge. But yeah, I thought it was weird. some of the Pokemon it threw at us, like to catch, like the Blackbird that's evolved. And he looks cool. He's like flying at you the whole time and stuff. But it's like, all right, this is sure. And then it glitched a little bit too. There was twice, because I wasn't looking at the numbers on what, you know, 7 of 9, 8 of whatever, you know, I wasn't looking at that. And I was just doing the steps. And it's like, okay, I got 3. Boom, collected them. Boom, this guy popped up. Okay, catch that. Boom. And then it'd have like, okay, all of them are done, collected again, which it wouldn't collect anything else. But it was like the end. Like, oh, crap, I'm at the end because they're all 3 done. Nope, here comes Swallow. Okay, sure. And it did that 2 or 3 times. I don't know. Did it glitch on you at all, or you just can't get a ghost?
I just can't get a ghost.
I get
and
you.
US Nate Scout is very surprised that I can't get a ghost.
Yeah.
Because they've been seeing a ton of Duskull. I haven't seen a single Duskull during this whole event. So
I don't know if I saw one during this event. I honestly do not know. I'm gonna go to my recents to see what the ghost was that I caught. Duskull. Apparently Dusclops popped out. Apparently.
There you go.
And I'm going to evolve it into whatever it evolves into. So I should have done the shiny, I guess.
Dusk Noir. Duskull and the Dusclops into Dusk Noir.
And I have a shiny Duskull, but I didn't think about that before I did that. Dusk Noir looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually scary, man. And it's not my first Dusk Noir, but still. So, yeah, apparently I had a random... But yeah, that's how it went, man. Catch a flying type. All right, they're all over the place, and now they're not. Catch a fire type. All right, Torchic, where'd you go? But ultimately, I knocked it out. And so all you need is that ghost type. I think you're done after that, right?
No, that's a 7 of 9. But I've only got 16 hours left, so I don't think I'm going to be getting it.
8 of 9 is the last. It's just collect it all, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, and then no, 9 of 9 is collect them all.
Okay.
8 is where you get the Groudon.
In the ground. Oh wait, yeah, you get the Groudon. What was the legendary on this?
Groudon. No.
So 9 would be where you get the Groudon, not 8.
Maybe. I don't know. The last one on the previous two have all just been collect them.
Well, whatever the last one was, it went by pretty fast. So if you can get that ghost, I think you can finish it out. The ghost was the last thing I got stuck on, like you're sitting on right now. I got a Seelo out of this, Clamperl. Now, the Clamperl was cool because you don't get those very often. Claydol. I was confused by some of the – okay, Swellow was the one I'm trying to think of. Swellow. All right. Sure.
Yeah, I got a couple of Swellows.
That Combusken looks angry, dude. What'd you do to piss it off? All right. Before we move on into the show.
I gave it a pineapple. It doesn't like pineapple on pizza.
Oh, I almost forgot. We have our Discord. So patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast. You can support the show, and it gets you into our Discord. And that has the experience of the week. And we've got...
Starting with Coach Kev.
He
put it in right at the end of our recording last week.
Fine, but you know Coach what, Coach? The cutoff, shiny, the cutoff, man.
Shiny Dunsparce.
Sure, whatever. the next day, Buckeye Fitzy, I says PvPers will appreciate when I tell you I won a game, but not the match against this guy, House Stark 93. It was close to a second win. Terry put some Facebook link in there. Is that a shiny corrupted Beldum? A shiny shadow Beldum? Nice shadow. Yeah, shadow.
Oh, the Facebook link is he got employee of the month. Yeah, it's a shiny shadow Beldum.
That's a rarity, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Thanks, Terry, for getting yet one other thing that we'll never see in our lifetime. Rank 1 is a great league, Machoke, or Rank 1 Machamp and Ultra League.
Yeah, so because it has 0 attack IV.
Okay.
Which is, ironic because before PvP came out, the only thing you cared about was having 15 in the attack IV. Now it's the opposite.
Yeah. Oh, and for everybody here, of course, as we do this live on twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast, play the name game, !S, hit the space bar, and you get to name it. I'm wondering if we're going to do 3 weeks in a row of Joe getting shinies. So we'll see. US Day Scout got a shiny Skitty. And then a shiny Mudkip. Sorry, I
Mudkip.
Yeah, mix his name and its name together. A perfect IV Claydol Terry Wolf got from the Hoenn throwback. Coach Kev got the shiny Pikachu with the hat and a shiny shiny Wurmple. Yep, nice. He's got a whole family of shinies with them. That's pretty cool.
Which is impressive because. Wurmple has a split evolution, so
yeah, so that's, you got lucky on that.
Yeah,
so what special is it? Oh, this is a shiny Carvana. That Terry got shiny Carvana, another Skitty for Coach Kev. Terry Wolf.
Yeah, there was someone on Reddit that was talking about the shiny Carvana research day. He got a shiny Carvana,
yeah,
like 1 minute before, or he found it 1 minute before the event ended, caught it at like, because it ended at 5 o'clock, caught it at 5 o'clock,
yeah,
and it wasn't shiny in his box anymore.
Oh, come on.
Niantic needs to cut that out. That's been happening for a while now, where once the event ends, shinies become not shiny if you don't catch it within that 30 seconds.
Now my Groudon isn't great. It's got 14 defense, I'm gonna guess, because it's almost at the end of defense. 15 what is this, stamina, HP, 15 HP, and then I'd say 13 attack, but it doesn't have the good attack. It has Fire Punch and Mud Shot on it.
Fire Blast could be, is Fire Punch or Fire,
Fire
Blast?
Fire Punch. Yeah. Mm. Fire Punch is on it.
I see.
But yeah, it's all, and Terry Wolf has a bunch of other stuff. Good for you. USA Scout says, I pulled a Charles. My Gotcha Evolve caught a shiny. I didn't know I had it until I checked the transfer. Oh, you got your ball toy. That's gorgeous, man. I was actually about to do a shiny check myself to see if anything new's come in. It has not. It's all Eevee. Let's see. Snagahundo Terrakion in the raid hour. Very cool. Now, okay. Tuesday nights, 6 p.m. What's that event again? That's not the raid hour, is
it? The spotlight hour.
Right. So, my alarm went off this Tuesday. I did not ignore it this time. I opened my game. Nothing was showing up. I went, okay, let me look at the today so I can remember what the event is.
Well, you're supposed to use incense.
Why is that not in the today event for that hour? Because that's what I did. I went to look at, I didn't go, hey, Joe, what's going on? Hey, everybody, I'm a moron. I went, hey, I will look at the today because it has all the information of all the events going on. Nothing was there. I'm like, huh. I sat there and I waited and I finally went, screw it, and turned it off. So, whatever, man. Whatever. Yeah.
Coach Kev got a second Skitty, evolved one into a Delkitty, a shiny. Yep. And then Terry is going to have to start playing and keeping his distance from everybody. That's what that last post there, because the facility that he works at is bringing in a COVID patient. So he let his community know, look, I'm going to be standoffish for the next while. I'm not trying to be a jerk, trying to be safe.
Hey, you're born a jerk, Terry. It's okay. But we love you. We love you. It's all right. We love you. It's fine. All right. So, yeah, with that being said, you can find us on patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast. Email us, show@PokemonGoPodcast.com. And again, if you want your experience of the week, you can do the Patreon. You can email us. You can hit Twitter @PokemonGoPod. Hit the Facebook page. Just hit us up and let us know. Joe, we've got some holy God. We've got a lot of headlines to do. And don't you have like a hard stop tonight or something?
I do. It's okay. It'll be all right. So let's go ahead and start
14?
With
What is wrong with you, Joe?
And I've added two since we started. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
So let's go ahead and start with the throwback challenge. Starting tomorrow, it will be the Sinnoh challenge. And so I have that linked down towards the bottom of our show notes there. Do you see it? The leak duck one.
Is that not the throwback challenge 2020 special? Oh, that's the special research. You want to do the link duck one. Okay.
Yep, yep.
Building experiences. I got you. So no, leak duck. All right.
Yep. So Glammeow, its shiny will be released in the wild. The new hat will be a, why am I blanking on his name? The
Lucario. Wolf, the blue wolf.
Lucario. Yeah, Lucario, that will be the hat. Hatching from 7K eggs is Kranidos, Shieldon, Glammeow, Chingling, Bonsly, Happiny, Gible, Munchlax, Riolu, and Mantyke. I feel sorry. There was it's not in our show notes, but there was a guy on Reddit this past week talking about how he's gotten one Gible in the year that Gible has been available after hatching like 600 and something eggs and all kinds of other stuff that he posted.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. In the 2 years, there's been a shiny Magikarp. Zero. So
shiny Magikarp's been out for like 3 or 3.5
No, years. This game's only been going for 3 to 3.5 years, dude. No, we're going on year 4 right now. We're almost at the end of year 4.
Yeah. We're starting year 4 rather. We're almost done. No, we're almost done with 4 years. We're almost going in.
One of these days, Joe, I'm going to come to Tennessee and I'm going to make you chug Tennessee hot sauce. I'm just going to sit on you until you cry. I'm going to do that spit thing where it almost touches you and it doesn't.
Okay.
Not only one of these.
Do you feel better now?
No, because you got to make it worse every time I say something that I'm upset about. Munchlax, I don't have, and Riolu, I don't have.
Why are you so upset?
Because I don't have a shiny Magikarp, and I've caught like a bajillion of them.
It's okay. I'll come trade you one.
I don't want to trade. I want to catch one. But I do need a natural Munchlax Riolu. I mean, shiny would be cool, absolutely, for Riolu. But I don't have either one of those in my arsenal yet.
All right, well, and Cherubi.
I don't have a Cherubi.
I just caught a ghost. So maybe tonight I can finish up. You.
I think you're going to finish it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll keep reading while you finish that up for everybody else. So, of course, it starts Friday tomorrow. Well, as of this recording, it's tomorrow. By the time this gets put out, who knows when it is. May 22nd at 1 p.m. Yeah, I told my wife about that. And then it ends next Friday. And let's see. Of course, 1 hour star piece is a bonus. 1 hour incense is a bonus. 1 hour lucky egg.
That's pretty normal.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if there's anything on the sides there. Yeah, that Cherubi. I need a Cherubi. I've never seen one. And I've got Glammeow. And Glammeow turns into Perugly, right?
Yeah, it does. I think this is the first time Cherubi is available in the wild. It's only been hatchable.
Well, I never fully know because I every once in a while I still see like my friends and like, wow, that's a Pokemon I've never seen before. Cool. It's out there. So, yeah, Cherubi's going to be hitting. Raids are just whatever. And then the graphic. I mean, they kind of are. Dude,
raids are just whatever.
I got notified the other day. I was picking up something from somewhere, so I was out and about. I still don't go out very often, but, you know, a little bit here and there. And I went out, and it's like, hey, a remote raid starting soon. It was 4 o'clock. The raid started at 5:15. Like, yet no. I'm good. Now, here's my question, Joe. I didn't think of this till just now. You can't till the raid starts. Never mind. I was going to say, had I jumped in, used my raid ticket, then gone back home, would it work? Yes, if I'd stuck around till the raid launch, but you have to wait till the raid launches, right? Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So this is another Sinnoh timed research. It's a Sinnoh region. We're going to get 10 of the psychedelic candies and Cresselia. And again, this is one I need. So I'm going to see what I can do about knocking this thing out and get Cresselia because I don't have it. Now, Joe, while I've been talking, have you finished up your throwback? That's two throwbacks, by the way, that I've beat you on, if you're keeping track. That's two throwbacks I have totally owned you on.
I have not finished it. I got to catch a water type now.
All right. Yeah, yeah. And then once you get it, well, you can take a snapshot now anyway, but yeah. Water type should be okay, especially if you use incense. It should come to you pretty well.
Yeah, I'm a little sad. One of the things was evolve the Pokemon, so I evolved my my shiny Barboach into a Whiscash, and the Whiscash ended up being 1510 CP. If it had been 1500, I could have used it in Great League. So that makes me a little sad.
Gotcha.
It'll be all right. I'll survive.
Yeah, so let's jump to – so you're still just – you're just going to have to wait on that. You guys – how do you play that far zoomed out? I don't understand. No! No! That's cheating! They didn't do that for me! Come on. So what just happened on the podcast? What just happened is he took the picture of the water-type Pokemon, claimed the reward, and the reward was Clamperl, which is a water-type, which he just caught – Which they didn't hand me that at all. They didn't hand me that at all. I mean, they gave me a Clamperl to catch, yeah, but Joe. You know what? They felt sorry for you. They felt sorry that a filthy casual owns you twice in a row. Like, we can't have that. We gotta get Joe in there. So yeah, you get to see
him. I'm just the tortoise. Slow and steady wins the race.
Sure. So on the throwback challenges, the 2020 special research, end on a high note. And is this because it's talking about Galarian Meowth and Galarian Stunfisk? Okay. If you earn the throwback challenge champion 2020 special research, now how do you earn that? Do you remember? I'm looking in the article here. If you missed completing any of the 4-time research lines required to unlock the throwback challenge. Okay. So I didn't. Oh, I don't think I did the first week. I did this.
I didn't do the first one either.
So I've done the last two. So then we both are in the same boat that we missed it. Okay. You can still access the same tasks and rewards.
You got to purchase a ticket.
Yep, you do. And which is fine because honestly, I'd be a little pissed off like, crap, I missed it. And it's on me. Oh, it's $8. Oh, my God.
$8.
Oh, that's horrible. That was my inner brain going, why $8? Encounters with Galarian Meowth. Okay, so here, if you earned it, and man, why don't I pay more attention on the show? Because I'm sure we read this and talked about it. I could have just knocked it out just to get the stupid ticket for free. If you earn the Throwback Challenge Champion, the Throwback Challenge Champion 2020 Special Research, or purchase a ticket, you'll receive the following: Encounters with Galarian Meowth and Galarian Stunfisk. This will be the first time they're in the game. Research tasks will take you to stuff in the Unova region, such as Snivy, Tepig, Oshawott, Blitzel, Odino, Darumaka, Gathita, and Genesect, which I could probably use in most of those.
Darumaka is your favorite.
Yeah.
He's got the toasty poo.
Yeah, he does. And a chance to earn exciting rewards, including Professor Willow's glasses, as an exclusive, I don't care. But yeah, and all those other things, though, all those Pokemon, I just got a Tepig the other day. I've got a Snivy. I think I have an Oshawott. I definitely have a Blitzel. I don't think I have those last four at all. I know I don't have a Gothita, Genesect, or Darumaka at all. I don't think I have an Odino. So yeah, six different Pokemon. Yeah,
and U.S. Nate Scout's like, Dinos is, or Dino, however you say it, is worth it by himself.
Yeah. So, not just mad at me, not at Niantic this time. I'm mad at me because I know we read this. I know we said this. I was just like, whatever. And now I care. This is why you shouldn't care about anything, people. You'll be let down, disappointed.
You're so dramatic.
All right. So, Wednesday, June 3rd at 1 p.m. is when it starts. Oh, wait, to buy the ticket. You must open Pokemon Go during the event from Wednesday, June 3rd at 1 p.m. to Monday, June 8th at 1 p.m. in your local time zone. And you'll receive it or you'll buy the ticket, which I'll be buying the stupid ticket. Tickets can be purchased when they go live until Monday, June 8th. It's non-refundable, blah, blah. It walks you through how to do it. Man, I didn't think I'd be this irritated, but I am so irritated that because it's a little bit of a challenge, Right,
you've been putting in effort the last couple of challenges.
Yes, and I'm owning you, which makes me feel so good. I don't want to. Oh, I'm getting let down so hard, Joe.
You're so dramatic.
But yeah, I am. I'm going to put the $8 in. See? Because it is going to be.
I'm not even worried about it because I'm just going to be sitting at the beach that week.
So I'm going to own you again. Is what you're saying.
Yep. Yeah, you'll dude, get clear, you'll these get clear are, stuff before me. It's okay.
These things are like an hour at the most. I mean, if you're literally going to be at the beach that whole time, which I know you don't get great signal and there's not great stops out there, then I get it.
Yeah, but if you're going to be suck there,
if you're going to be on the interstate at any of those times, stop. You know, you can get it done.
Maybe I can submit stuff. To Wayfair.
Yeah, while you're out there. Yeah.
So that maybe next year when we go, there's more.
So I'm going on to this next one. And I agree with you. You should absolutely do that. And maybe somebody's already done that for you. And you'll get like, holy crap, here's $8. I'll do this now. We'll see. But the Unova's Legendary Elite. Man, these guys look like demons meet bugs meet there's a Lego set for a while that this reminds Bionicle. Demons meets bugs meets Bionicles, man. Holy cow. Reshiram, Zekrom, and Kurum are coming to 5-star raids. They look baller. They really do. Even the one that looks like a Lugio knockoff looks good.
See, the other two just look like they're giant lightning bug dragon things.
Yeah. Well, one's got the fire tail. That's the Lugio knockoff, right?
Well, the other one's got a fire tail too, but it's blue.
Yeah, it's more like electric Godzilla knockoff.
It's the electric Boogaloo. Yeah,
there you go. And then you've got Crystal Face, Crystal Meth Face here. and he's just staring at us. So,
okay.
From Tuesday, May 26th at 1 p.m. to Tuesday, June 16th, Reshiram will be first. And then we'll have raid hour events as well on Wednesday nights, 6 to 7 on Wednesday, May 27th, Wednesday, June 3rd, and Wednesday, June 10th, all local time. Any thoughts, anything else? And Reshiram is the Lugio knockoff. It's like, hey, I want to be Lugio, but I'm gonna put on a necklace and some bangles on my tail and be all right. But still looks like it can eat Lugio's lunch. So just saying. I'm going to say Lugia one more time just to irritate somebody out there. but you got any thoughts on that, Joe?
Sure. Sounds great. I think I've done 3 raids since the whole COVID thing started. So I'm sure I'll get all of these.
That's 3 more than me. Oh, I'm sure I'll get none of these. But, a year or two from now, when they put them in an event, I'll get them. Then I'll be really, really happy. That'll be cool.
Yeah, I did a timber raid this last week.
Oh, I got a timber. No. Yes.
Are you sure? Are you sure? No.
Crap. I got something. Hold on, I have to go look.
Timber's the one that has the
4x4. Yeah, because you can get right? There's something made me think about that the other day, and maybe I was looking at something my friend had. Or did I get one? I did not get one. Dang it.
You got nothing.
What does Scraggy evolve into? He evolves into Hoodie, right? Scraggy evolves into Hoodie, right? I'm not wrong, am I?
Scraggy, sure, yeah. Scraggy evolves into Hoodie. He evolves into Scrafty, and he does have a hood and a mohawk.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. He was like, he was like 1980s generic teenager. Got it.
Yeah.
All right, so this next one I know you're super stoked about. Uniqlo UT has partnered with Pokemon, and we get unique t-shirt avatar items, but wait, you can actually order them in real life.
Sounds so wonderful.
Apparently, huzzah. People are, because this is the second company they've partnered with that's doing that. So apparently, it's working for somebody. Somebody's... Now, these shirts are better than the last company.
Yeah, the dress shirts.
Yeah, the button-up dress shirts. The Ibbit shirts, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I dig the Eevee. I dig the Pikachu. The Ditto. I don't know why they made Ditto small instead of the same size as Pikachu and Eevee.
They should have made it big, and they really should have hammed up the face just like it was on the anime.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. But I like the minimalism of this, the outlines, the silhouettes, if you will, with just a hint of color on the tails. It's really, really cool. Honestly, I'm afraid to even click through to see how much it's going to cost. But that black Pikachu shirt might be the only thing I'd ever actually wear in real life.
I'm surprised they don't link to the website.
Yeah, they did on the last one, I want to say. And honestly, that's a fail on the signing of the contract to not link through it. But I'm going to go look it up.
Says the Pokemon collection available in stores as they open.
$15.
Available online.
I just saw it. $15. The Pikachu shirt.
I see a bunch of it. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, the Pikachu one's $15.
I mean, they don't have a size that's going to fit me, but man, it actually does look really good. I'm going to give them full props. And maybe because they're sold out, the price didn't go up, but usually it's like $2 more for a 3X or whatever. It stayed $14.90. So $14.90 to get the Pikachu shirt.
Yeah, they've got a Carter to giants like yourself.
You know, okay, the giant part, maybe not, but the overweight part, absolutely. I am the gaming demographic. We are fat people. That's why are you making large shirts in mass and not 5Xs, dummies?
And the one that I'm looking at, it goes down to extra, extra small.
Yeah, extra, extra small. Okay, kids. Cool. I get you. Yo, if you're not going to make child sizes, make an extra, extra small. But come on. Rock concerts and gaming, we are fat people. You need to make bigger shirts. I'm just saying. But yeah, it's cool. I like these designs. This is pretty neat. What do you guys think in the chat room? Would you buy one of these shirts? Would you wear one of these shirts? And honestly, Joe, we need to make a new shirt. Joe and I are going to meet tomorrow. We finally say that some time.
Every week.
We actually scheduled something for tomorrow.
It's true.
We'll see. But as we talk about the new look, I like this style. If we can do something that's not going to get us shut down in the store, in this that minimalistic style, I think it would do really well for us. I think it'd be really
They're cool. always trying to shut us down.
Well, it doesn't hurt that. I mean, it doesn't help that you legit ripped off the logos the last time we put a shirt up there.
It may have been the same style, but
up Valor logo, man. This is a straight up Mystic logo. Check that out.
That wasn't the last one though. We put those ones up, and then when those got taken down, we put up the Teenage Mutant Ninja Squirtle ones, and those got taken down.
I think the font or something got us. T-shirts don't look good on me unless they're super soft guy. Yeah, I get that. But yes, Joe, we have a 3D printer, and I have made you a Christmas gift. It is because the resin.
That is pretty awesome.
It is gorgeous, isn't it? And I mean, you see how big it is.
Have you tweeted that out?
Nope, I just put it in our Discord. We can tweet it out later on this evening. Okay. Yeah, we can do that at some point.
Actually, I can grab a link to it in the Discord. I'm not sure if people that don't have access to it.
Yeah, if they don't have access, they probably can't see it.
Yeah.
But this is the first.
I can throw it on Imgur.
We have two printers now. Thanks to my father-in-law, actually, who wanted it to do stuff with the kids, but he's going to let me do whatever I want with the shows. Because Joe and I were going to buy one, and once my father-in-law found out, he's like, well, I've been looking at one. So he bought two. He bought a rosin printer, which is what this is from, and he bought a regular
resin,
whatever. He's got a resin.
He's going to mispronounce everything.
He's got a Rosin Evil. He's got a Rosin Evil 5 printer. All right. but the resin is gorgeous. I love it. And the other one is.
That chest piece you printed too. It's so nice.
Yeah, and that's the test print. But yeah, so I was like, you know what? This is a beautiful blue because that's the color it came in. Is the liquid we bought originally blue? We bought some red and some green now, and so I'm going to print me one of these in red for the Valor. Now, obviously not this one. This is the Mystic. But I looked up Mystic. I just looked up Mystic Pokemon on Thingiverse, I think, and this ornament came out. So I'm going to make that for Joe.
Does, Do they use the same file type then?
Yep. You have to have the particular printer has to have a conversion program, which is really easy. If I can figure it out in 3 minutes, it's super easy to use. And I figured it out in 3 minutes. So yeah, I downloaded the STL file, put it in there, went, yep, nope, that looks like it's going to fit on the plate perfectly. Make sure everything's just not ratioed, right? Scaled. Everything's scaled right so it fits in the printer. Nothing's showing up red. All right, slice it, and then here's your file. And I put it on a USB drive, plugged it into the back of the printer, and 4 or 5 hours later, I think it's about 5 hours later, out came the ornament. So you've got something to look forward to.
It is pretty sweet.
What is next? So yeah, we're gonna be printing out some specialty, and maybe we'll put some up for sale, right? If you wanna, you know, send. I don't know what the cost would be, but plus shipping, right? Because I don't know how much
these bottles
are.
We had somebody that reached out to us that wanted us to print some
a hood ornament. Yeah, so I've already got that in mind. I'm going to contact them. That's Coach Kev. Coach Kev is who wanted the hood ornament.
Oh yeah.
So we are going to use the other 3D printer to print out coins and little figurines like we had done in the past when Ibit had it. I don't know the cost on the rosin, and it takes like 6 hours for one of these. So this isn't practical to say, yeah, we're going to give all these out to our Patreons. But maybe we can work something out if you really want something done. We can send me the STL file. We'll talk it out. And if you like it, we'll take care of it, you know, help you out. I'm not trying to make money on it, but I'm trying not to lose money either. That's all it is.
Yeah. Well, and I know that the normal 3D printer, the filament is pretty cheap.
Yeah, it is. And it comes in huge spools. So you can print tons of stuff off of that. So, yeah, that's going to be for our patrons. Absolutely. You're part of our Patreon community. Joe and I are going to retweak it tomorrow, or we're going to start talking about it tomorrow. And we want to give more to more people is my intent. So hopefully we'll be able to do cool stuff for everybody. We'll figure that out. All right. Community Day voting is back. Which Pokemon will you choose to be featured in? Wow, we have swapped places. I'm telling all the news. You're like,
That's exactly how I sound. So the Community Day voting, we can vote on Weeple, Gastly, Squirtle, or Sandshrew. We've already had a Squirtle community day. So I'm kind of like, and Nicole's, but like, why repeat Squirtle? Exactly. We've already had a couple of different events with Gastly after his shiny was released. So I'm like, okay. And then I'm pretty sure that shiny Sandshrew is released. So does that mean I want shiny Weedle? Do I care about shiny Weedle? Not really. So I'm just like, okay, cool. That's awesome. Yay.
Yeah, none of those are meh. I don't know. I'm with you. I'm with you when you're meh. I mean, well, Gastly, maybe, I guess, is if I were going to vote, which I'm like anti-voting on pretty much everything in this world, but if I were going to vote, I'd maybe Gastly.
Yeah, I wonder if they do end up voting on Squirtle, will they also allow him to have his glasses again?
Yeah.
Because last time we could get Squirtle with glasses out of research. So are they going to let us have that?
Yeah.
So, Mr. Tambourine, Weedle evolves into Beedrill, and Mr. Tambourine says, "Bring on the murder hornets."
You know, there's that. Oh, Mr. Tambourine, make that a title. Make that a title. I'll vote for that. Yeah, all day. Murder Hornet. That's too good to not do. All right. Moving on. Let's see.
Well, so the next one I want to do, since we just did just talk about that,
okay.
It is down below the red mark that you made.
Yeah. I'm keeping count. We're just going to do it at 7. Whatever you want to do is fine.
So this is a quote unquote comprehensive PvP analysis on the Community Day candidates. This was put together by JRE47, And he is specifically labeled as a Sylph Arena contributor. So that adds credence to this post as well. And it's very well done. There is a ton of info here. We're not going to be able to go through all of it. And in this, he even calls Beedrill the Green Murder Hornet. and so ton of stuff. The TLDR, which for those that don't know the vernacular, it's too long, didn't read.
Teal deer is how it's pronounced, but go ahead.
Okay. Is a lot of people think that Weedle is just going to run away with it, specifically because it's a new shiny. The rest of the shinies are already out. However, if you care about PvP, he's advising people to vote for Ghastly specifically. So that's where it is. If you care about PvP, go Ghastly. If you care about getting a new shiny, go Weedle. You know, go with the Murder Hornet. Yeah. So that's the TLDR. If you want to look at the huge, well thought out post from JRE47, we will link it in our show notes, or you can go over to patreon.com/r/PokemonGoPodcast, and our links are there as well. But yeah, a lot of good information, a lot of good. So
it's what I like. So anyway, I started blasting. It's the first thing I saw in this whole thing. I was like, oh, all right, very cool. And that's what, that's five, that's six. What do you want to do next? We got one more before the break.
Bum, bum, bum.
I like this one. Pokemon Go, cannot go back to normal.
I like that one as well. Especially after Murder Hornets, it definitely cannot go back to normal.
No more normal type Pokemon ever. Let's do that.
Ever again.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I even with the headline, I know where this is going.
You know that
going.
Means no more Snorlax, right? Because he's a normal type
Pokemon. Hey, I got one. I'm good. I'm good. go ahead, Joe.
So this comes to us from a Redditor by the name of horror_author_JMM. Embrace the underscore. Good job. Thanks.
There you go.
And so this person specifically says, look, once the pandemic is over, this game cannot revert to the way it was before. So during this pandemic, they have increased spawns, they have added remote raiding, they have upgraded incense, all of these things. I would love it if they would just stay. Especially the incense, you not requiring you to move in order to get the extra spawns out of the incense. Because if you don't move, it only gives you one Pokemon every 5 minutes. So if you use an incense, normally before this all happened, incense only lasted half an hour. If you didn't move, you got six Pokemon. That's okay. It. You know, that definitely needs to stay how it is. Egg distances. I would love it if they would just leave egg distances where they're at. That would also help them as well, because people will be going through their incubators faster. It would incentivize them to buy more incubators. And just a ton of stuff. The increased interaction between for gyms and Pokestops, guaranteeing gifts from Pokestops, your buddy bringing you back gifts. All of this needs to stay in. Because a ton of this specifically helps rural players. That's been an issue from the inception of the game. Rural players have been at a disadvantage from day one. This helps them out a lot.
Yes it has.
So please Niantic, don't take stuff away. Let us keep doing PvP without having a walking requirement. Please just stop. Yeah. So that's all. Just let us keep the good stuff that has come out of this.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of something to add to that, but you nailed it, man. I can really get nothing to add to that. It can't go back. It can't, you know. And in fact, I think we probably will talk about it, so I'll just tease it right now. I know I saw Endgame where they're talking about Pokemon Go at home, and there's new features coming at home. So there's that coming. And if you aren't familiar with that, Joe, now's your time to go find it because we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute. Get my command here. Well, we are talking about that, right, Joe, later on?
I was looking for it. I'll find it real quick while we're doing it. I was looking for it earlier and couldn't find it. Your guide to playing at home.
All right, here it's coming in now. Well, I won't do the other stuff. Here we go. Or not. Let's try this again.
The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/PokemonGoPodcast.
I really like that mix. There's something about it that makes me happy. Oh, Pikachu, you always get chosen. Pikachu, Pikachu, Pikachu. It's always Pikachu. All right, we're back with some more headlines. Let's see what we get knocked out before Joe gets pulled away. Niantic support. Go ahead, Joe.
I actually had something
you
want
to say because I had
a
good thing rolling. You know, I didn't want to throw you off if you're going to do the show better than I am. I was just, okay, go ahead.
Giants shouldn't roll. no, we've been talking about the community day and the voting, and one of the other sources here specifically shows the shinies versus the regular forms of the different ones that we could potentially vote on. And to be honest, Beedrill is the biggest difference between all of these. A lot of them, they're not crazy different. Like Sandshrew, very different. Sandslash, it's different enough. But yeah, a lot of these, it's just a slight palette swap. But Beedrill is a pretty big swap.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the link, and it went weird on me. There it is. Okay.
Or did you go weird on it?
Yeah, the Ghastly and the Gengars, meh. So, you know what? I like the Sand family. I like not the Alolans. The Alolans don't – well, yeah, you know what? I'll even throw in the Alolans. I like the whole Sand family, the shiny changes. And then, yeah, Beedrill, Kakuna – yeah, you know what? I'm okay with. I'm 50-50 on this one now. So if it's Squirtle or Ghastly, whatever. If it's one of those two, it's like, sure. But if it's the Sands or the Hornets, the Murder Hornets, I'm down, man. This is gonna be.
He wants the Sandy Murder Hornets.
You know, if I could take both, I'll take both. It's 2020. It's a year of whatever we want, right? I haven't got my Godzilla appearance yet, so you know what? Y'all quit complaining. Niantic support tweeted, regular incense will change color. Oh, you know what? Screw that. Did you find – I see you had it upon your phone. Did you find the guide to playing at home?
Yeah, it's down at the bottom.
All right, let's jump on that one since I brought it up right before the break. Sorry if I threw anybody off with my phrasing there for a minute. My bad. Your guide to playing Pokemon Go at home is coming soon. And I'm going to TLDR this. Basically, it'll cover six categories. Catch, gift, battle, research, buddy, and style. Style's not a category. Nobody plays this game for the style. Nobody. People use it, but nobody plays it for the... When's the last time you saw a community? Hey, man, I hadn't caught anything in 3 weeks, but oh my gosh, I got that shirt. No, it's not how that goes. All right. take a quick refresher course on longstanding features such as using incense and dressing up your trainer avatar without us from your style shop. Come on, Niantic. Come on. You can also learn about recent updates, such as how to get daily bonus field research tasks without spending Pokestops. You use all the features detailed in Play at Home. Basically, it's just a guide, right? It's not changing the game. I thought at first when I saw this pop out, they were kind of retooling the game a little bit to
They're trying to,
show
to
you.
Tell you how to maximize your play from
yeah.
home.
So it really is just more in-game words that I'm not going to read.
Well, so what this really is, hey, we took away our one Pokecoin boxes. Here's how you play now. And they're going to put this out.
All right. I mean, that's fair enough for people who really aren't familiar. But yeah, I just thought it was going to be more. My bad.
You hyped it all up and then it was nothing.
Beep, Pikachu, beep. I got hyped up on the music. My bad. I got hopped up there. Niantic support tweeted, finally, they answered the question. Regular incense will change colors from green to orange during incense day. Because the code divers had found the graphic. We had discussed it. I said, yeah, they probably will change it. Finally, they did answer the question. Yes. During the incense day hours, it will change from green to orange. And now that I know that, when Tuesday rolls around, I'm going to throw out my orange incense and see what happens. So I was so frustrated about this. I'm like, what is going on? I opened my game and everything. It's not.
You just
got to
use your shiny incense.
Dude, if that was a shiny incense, that'd be great. We'll come back to that for a graphic. Okay, they finally fixed friend sorting by gift.
Maybe. Yeah, well, in the next patch. Yeah. iOS hasn't gotten the patch yet. But yeah. Android has the friend sorting fix. We do not yet.
It just takes longer for it to go through. I'm assuming it takes longer to go through the iTunes, yeah. Apple process. Yeah. That's all.
Because Apple hates everything.
Apple's very controlling. I mean, it is just very controlling.
They really are. They're control freaks.
And I like the Apple universe. You know, I like the tablets. I like the Macs. I like the phones. I do not like their media processes at all.
No.
So.
Well, and they've had so many glitches that have caused lots of issues. Like, I'm going off on a tangent briefly.
Yeah, go for it.
My brother, he put all of his music, he had like 3,000 or 4,000 songs, and he had them on an external hard drive, got it loaded up into iTunes, and iTunes decided to convert them to their proprietary format. Took it all, converted it, mm-hmm. and then locked him out of them. So he no longer had access to his 3,000 or 4,000 songs without paying some kind of fee.
What?
Yep.
And he took it to the Apple store, threw it at somebody, right? And made them fix it?
No, he called support and they said, oh, there's nothing we could do.
No, you stole my music. There's absolutely something you can do.
So he has boycotted everything Apple every set. My brother likes to boycott stuff.
Yeah, well. Especially
big companies.
I mean, it's wrong. They're absolutely wrong. You just keep making those phone calls and talking to people like, no, you stole my music. This is not right. Somebody would have fixed it. That's not what we're here to talk about. So auto fast attacking.
Yeah. Could you imagine if someone stole all your Pokemon and said you can't use them? Just saying.
Oh, I'd be done. I'd quit the game. Like, oh,
Apple is now Team Rocket.
Yes. auto fast attacking may be the solution to over tapping and the micro lagging problems in Game Boy League.
Game Boy League.
I was wondering if you were going to catch that. You jumped right in.
And I 100% agree with this person. So this is monkey_head. Embrace it. On Reddit. And they specifically say that, look, basically, there's an issue with lag. There's an issue with over-tapping. And a lot of this is because there's too many commands being sent to the server from our phones.
Right.
This could be solved if we didn't have to tap at all for the fast moves. If it automatically did it. This would help with one, if you got disconnected, your Pokemon would keep attacking on the server. So
nice.
It would keep attacking.
Just fast attacks.
Yep. But still. That would help out so that it's not like, oh, I'm about to win this. Oh, I just got disconnected, and now I lost, even though I had already taken right. out two of their Pokemon, and I had, you know, all three of mine left, something like that. And so that would help with that. It would help reduce the strain on the servers because there would be less commands being sent to the servers. The overtapping wouldn't have an issue because you wouldn't reset the command by tapping it again. And just all in all, I love this suggestion 100%. From a coding standpoint, from a workability standpoint, this just is, it's amazing. I would love to see this implemented, which means it probably won't get implemented, but I would love to see it.
Yeah. No, I mean, everything we really, really like is not going to happen. I think the entire community would be with you, Joe. I think the entire PvP community, everybody has lag issues, right? Everybody gets disconnected sometimes.
It's not like there's much skill in tap, 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 no. tap, tap.
But here's where people do lose, right? Because you think, oh, they're changing out Pokemon, I have to wait. No, you don't. You just keep tapping, and before they even show up on the screen, it's like bam, 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 and you start seeing your power go up, and then they come into the game before their first attack happens with like a third, not third, that's not that drastic, but you know, an eighth of their health already down. You've already started hitting them and getting energy, and then you slam them with the charge attack, right? But I was playing it, and I've watched other people play it where, okay, I'm swapping out. I got to wait for my Pokemon to show up before I can do anything. Not the case.
That's right.
Okay, so.
So then real soon you can just hit him with your best shot.
Not so nice. Not because that's in my head now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Niantic's latest official article includes some sort of yellow circle potentially showing who is interested in raids like we've asked for before.
And this would also be an amazing feature for them to add. Amazing. And so, yeah. So you can see in this little graphic, there is a small yellow, just like in the description, small yellow indicator up on the top right of the little battle.
Yeah, it says button. Number one on it. Like, well, the number one, so like one person's interested. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So being able to mark your interest or demark it if you leave.
Yeah, if you're not going to be around. Yep.
Because I wonder when I'm sitting there looking at a remote raid and I'm like, are there enough people nearby that we could actually do it? Just no one is in the lobby because we don't know, hey, no one's in the lobby. I'm not going in. I'm not going to be the first one in, even though they made it so you don't spend the raid pass until the raid actually starts, you still wonder. You're like, okay, do I even want to go in this? So.
No, yeah, I get you. Absolutely. Yeah. I've looked at it. I'm like, I'm around. That thing's about to hatch. And until it hatches, you can't tell who's going to be around. Or there's an, like this one, it's counting down to 44 minutes left. And these things are out for what, 2-3 hours? Do you think raids are out? At least 2 hours. You get the Wednesday night raid hour. But in general, a raid when it hatches is out for like 2 hours or something, right?
Now, usually it's out for about 45 minutes after it hatches.
Really? I thought they went longer. Maybe that was old stuff I'm thinking about.
They've changed it a bunch of different times. Last I checked, it was 45 minutes.
Okay, good. Cool, because that was the problem. Let's say it was 2 hours at this particular point in time that I was looking at it. And it's, okay, well, I know I get there in the last 30 minutes, nobody's going to be there. Most of the people are going to be in the first 10, 15, maybe even 20 minutes. I'll even give you 30. But after that, not so much. And Tasha, who has put in their friend code, so if anybody wants to friend them, knock it out. Took care of that. That's awesome. I think seeing like, hey, five people are interested. Man, if I saw two people were interested, I'm like, all right, I'm in. I don't care if we're going to get slaughtered. At least let's try. But going in, going, I don't even know if anybody's interested. That's, yeah. That I agree with you, Joe. That would be a great quality of life thing. Now, building experiences from the ground up, what is, I know what literally means, but in this case, what does literally mean, Joe?
So, in this case, this is a post from Niantic's blog, and they're talking about, I can't remember what the company they just acquired was, but basically they're talking about being able to go behind or in front of, but not through objects, and so currently, when you put a Pokemon in AR, the Pokemon stays in front of basically everything that is there. It just transposes it in front of the picture. This, what their goal is to eventually make it so that Pokemon can go in and around objects in AR. You know, we've said it numerous, numerous times. At the end of the day, Niantic is not really a game company. They are an AR technology company. And so while they will use this in their games, and I think it'll be amazing, it'll be great. It'll be wonderful, but it makes me a bit sad because that just means they're devoting so much of their time towards stuff that really isn't used.
Yeah.
Like, how much do people actually use the AR features?
Well, you remember John Hankey, that's where he came from. Google Glasses, AR was his big passion. I get it. Okay. I because when you're passionate about something, like when people start getting into podcasting, right? Everybody's got to be a podcaster. Once you click that passion, it resonates for you. That's what you do. His passion is 3D. And, you know, they're showing an example, AR. And they're showing an example with Oculus or occlusion technology example here. It looks gorgeous. Obviously, it's pre-rendered. It's not real. It's just an example. I'm with you because we come at it from game players. What is it going to do in the game for us? But I can see his point or why he's pushing it. And it's because it's his passion. All right. Last thing, we got to get you out of here.
And they do specifically mention glasses as one of the AR experiences that they've been saying glasses since the beginning that they want to
innovate. Because, I mean, just because it didn't work out with Google, I mean, it will come around. They were just kind of ahead of their time. It's too expensive with all the stuff. I mean, at some point, I think all tech will become wearable and we'll be able to do all kind of great stuff for too cheap. I mean, who would have thought we were carrying supercomputers in our pockets? Yet we do. So there you go. So here's a Reshiram grade guide. It's an infographic by a couple of gaming. And it breaks it down really good. Rayquaza is a counter. Rampardos, which, God, he looks so cool. I haven't walked mine enough to get Rampardos. Haxorus, which I really want Haxorus. Dialga, so cool looking. Salamence I have. And Rhyperior, I still don't have yet. Those are all ones. Joe, what am I missing here? What am I not hitting that needs to be hit?
No, that's it. So Reshiram is a dragon fire type. So anything that's good against dragons, anything that's good against fire will work wonderful here. I'm kind of surprised that there, well, I guess dragon is resistant to water. I was going to say, I'm surprised there's no water type attackers here, but they'll just do neutral damage. So.
Yeah. And it does say you can duo this, but only when windy. Yeah. And,
basically, they're suggesting probably four or five is what you want your minimum threshold for average players, to be honest.
Yeah.
So
I'm almost above average, Joe. I'm at 2.695 million. Almost at 2.7 million, man, towards five.
It's true. You're almost level 40, and it might have gotten skipped. Oh, no, we talked about it last week, how you can do Wayfarer now.
Yeah, we can do Wayfarer now.
Because you're level 39.
Yep. All right, Joe, I think that's going to be there. So let me hit that one, I think.
What time is it, Joe?
It is time for random trivia. And this week I am going to talk about Reshiram. Like I said, he's a dragon fire type Pokemon. He is known as the Vast White Pokemon. So Vast White. Looks like a giant dragon firefly. So, you know, there's that. The Pokedex entry says that when Reshiram's tail flares, the heat energy moves the atmosphere and changes the world's weather. So that's pretty powerful. Pretty powerful fire butt.
He went to Taco Bell, and now it's 2020. We have murder hornets and fire farts. I don't know what
and giant fireflies that can change the weather. So Reshiram looks like a giant white wyvern. Some people say maybe like It could be some kind of a pterodactyl, a pterosaur, anything like that. The name Reshiram, the Shiro is white. And then apparently Ken Sugimori, so that's one of the developers, stated that the Re was used because it was a softer sound than Zekrom's Z, which is interesting because normally they have a lot more thought process into that and meaning into it. Sure. But yeah, it's just internally it, the Shiro, or it's Shira, but Shiro means white. And then Reshiram is also a less physically powerful character than Zekrom is. So yeah, but Reshiram and Zekrom are counterparts to each other. They symbolize yin and yang. And yeah, so there we go.
I like it. Nice and easy. Easy to understand. Not crazy. Didn't eat the souls of children or anything like that. It's all right. It's a cool one.
You'll absolutely love this shiny when it becomes available in like 8 months.
Well, it has to be blatantly different, right? Because this thing is snow freaking white.
Yeah, the new one is snow freaking white too, but with a couple of yellow bands.
No! No! Joe, why you gotta give me stress? Why you gotta stress to me, bro? Oh, you're killing me.
That's okay. I'll kill you again in 8 months when this shiny's released. You
know, and I will forget, yes. Email us, show at PokemonGoPodcast.com. You need that speak pipe, get your voice on the show. Go to PokemonPodcast.com, click the tab, use your phone, use your computer, whatever you've got to talk in. You can do that 90 seconds or less. You're good to go. Reddit is r/PokemonGoPodcast. Facebook's at PokemonGoPodcast. Twitter's at PokemonGoPod. Twitch is Thursday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/PokemonGoPodcast. And yeah, there is all that. Joe, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me on Twitter at Joseph_Ard. Where can they find you?
Yep. Well, you can find me at Rock Gotta Pod, Rock Gotta Podcasting, or you can just Google Charles McFall, and I pretty much theoretically should pop up in front of everybody else. So we'll see.
You theoretically pop up?
Well, because when you
you don't physically pop up?
No, definitely.
Is it?
I definitely. Tune in to hear Joe say, "Stop it, Joe! Stop it, Joe! Stop it!" By the way, it's episode 200, people.
It is episode 200 with Schrodinger's Charles. Schrodinger's Rock Out of Podcasting because he theoretically shows up. Theoretically.
Oh my God! Are you sure you didn't have the Mountain Dew?
I did have Mountain Dew tonight.
Oh God! All right, Joe. I'll see you next week.
Bye.